Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
The Effect of Invalidation by Dr. Michelle King. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain, all-in-one advanced nutritional supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Dr. Michelle King discusses the important topic of when your emotions are unseen and how invalidation impacts your healing journey. Living with a diagnosis of cancer often brings with it a whirlwind of emotions: fear, grief, anger, sadness, and hope. Not all of these emotions are seen, even by those closest to you. This is the bit that people don't talk about, as it may be too painful or uncomfortable. Invalidation. They are the moments when your emotional experiences are dismissed as exaggerated, inconvenient, or even irrational. Invalidation can come from well-meaning family or friends who don't understand, or from healthcare professionals who focus only on your test results. Sometimes it can come from within yourself. Family and friends: "But you look fine." Emotional invalidation from loved ones can take many subtle forms. Minimizing feelings: "You just had a good scan. Why are you still upset?" Well-meaning fixes: "Just stay positive," or "Try an all-juice diet. It works wonders." Comparisons: "At least your cancer isn't like Aunt Mary's. Hers is awful." These responses may come from love, but end up making you feel unseen, unheard, and deeply alone. From doctors: a matter-of-fact dismissal. Doctors can unintentionally invalidate you when they focus on your lab results without acknowledging how scared you are, rush appointments, cutting off any discussion about your feelings, respond to your emotions with medical advice instead of empathy. For example, "You're anxious? Let me prescribe you some..." Research shows that when healthcare providers offer validating communication, such as simple acknowledgement and reflective listening, it improves emotional well-being and makes it easier for you to talk about the difficult things. Self-invalidation, your internal critic. Sometimes the harshest voice is your own. Thoughts like, "Why am I crying? Everyone else handles this better. I shouldn't feel tired after chemo. It's not that bad." These are forms of self-invalidation. The problem with this negative self-talk is that it builds shame, cuts off self-compassion, and deepens emotional distress. Why invalidation hurts? Studies show that validating responses build emotional resilience, while invalidation does the opposite. It fuels stress and anxiety. Emotionally invalidating environments can lead to depression, anxiety, reduced self-esteem, and even slow down the healing process. Self-validation. Here's how to practice. 1. Notice your self-talk. Listen for thoughts starting with "I should" or "I need to just..." These often signal internal criticism. 2. Label the emotion. "I feel exhausted, scared, frustrated." Identifying the emotion reduces its power. 3. Understand its source. Ask yourself, "Why now? I'm tired because of chemo. I'm scared because of the scan results." 4. Respond with compassion. Speak kindly. "This is really hard, and I'm doing the best I can." 5. Journal or reflect. Writing can be therapeutic and can reinforce self-kindness. Getting others to listen. Practical tips. With family and friends, open with emotional honesty. "I'm sharing this with you because it matters to me." Invite curiosity, not judgment. "Can you help me understand how you're seeing this?" Set boundaries. If their response is dismissive, it's okay to say, "That doesn't help me feel heard." With doctors, say how you feel. "I'm really worried about recurrence. Can you talk me through the numbers?" Ask for emotional space. Can we spend a minute on how I'm coping? Take a trusted partner. A friend or family member can hold space for emotional needs when consultations feel rushed. Why validation matters. When others validate you, you feel less alone, more understood, and better able to ask for help. Healthcare teams who remain emotionally present empower you to speak up, report symptoms, and engage in shared decision-making. Validation isn't a luxury, it's a lifeline. Final takeaway. For those of you on a cancer journey, validation is not optional, it's survival. Validate yourself by listening to your emotions with kindness and curiosity. Invite others to do the same, with honesty, clarity, and boundaries. When your feelings are held, acknowledged, even in the face of uncertainty, you can reclaim agency over your life. And that is healing too.